Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. These are the Ash'ar of Arif Billah, Hazrat Wala, Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. The title is Rang Laaye Ki Kab Meri Aaye. Rang Laaye Ki Kab Meri Aaye, Phir Madine Ki Janib Ko Jaaye. رنگ لائے گی کب میری آہے پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائے رنگ لائے گی کب میری آہے پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائے جب نظر آئے وہ سبز گنبد کہہ کے صلی علی جم جائے رنگ لائے گی کب میری آہے پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائے جب نظر آئے وہ سبز گنبد کہہ کے صلی علی جم جائے جب حضوری کا عالم عطا ہو ان کو فسانہ غم سنائے اب نہ جانا ہو گر ہم کو واپس چھپ کے یہ مانگے دعائے جب حضوری کا عالم عطا ہو ان کو فسانہ غم سنائے اب نہ جانا ہو گر ہم کو واپس چھپ کے یہ مانگے دعائے رنگ لائے گی کب میری آہے پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائے جب نظر آئے وہ سبز گنبد کہہ کے صلی علی جم جائے کہہ کے صلی علی جم جائے تیرے در پر میرا سر ہو یا رب جان اس طرح تجھ پر لٹائے مجھ کو اپنا بنا لو کرم سے ملتزم پر یہ مانگے دعائے تیرے در پر میرا سر ہو یا رب جان اس طرح تجھ پر لٹائے مجھ کو اپنا بنا لو کرم سے ملتزم پر یہ مانگے دعائے رنگ لائے گی کب میری آہے پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائے جب نظر آئے وہ سبز گنبد کہہ کے صلی علی جم جائے کہہ کے صلی علی جم جائے دونوں عالم کی کیا ہے حقیقت جتنے عالم ہو تجھ پر لٹائے سارے عالم میں پھر کے یا رب تیرا درد محبت سنائے تیرا درد محبت سنا کر سارے عالم کو مجنوں بنائے سارے عالم کو مجنوں بنا کر میرے مولا تیرے گیت گائے میرے مولا تیرے گیت گائے رنگ لائے گی کب میری آہے پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائے جبل زرعه و سبز گنبده که صلی على جم جایه که صلی على جم جایه لذت قرب پا کر تیری هم لذت دو جہاں بھول جائے لذت قرب پا کر تیری ہم لذت دو جہاں بھول جائے در بدر ڈھونڈتا ہے یہ اختر اہل درد محبت کو پائے اہل درد محبت کو پائے رنگ لائے گی کب میری آہے پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائے جب نظر آئے وہ سبز گنبد کہہ کے صلی علی جم جائے کہہ کے صلی علی جم جائے.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. اما بعد, friends, these are the ashar of a great lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But at the onset, Hazrat rahmatullahi alayh, waliya kamil, عارف بالله, رومی زمانہ, تبریز دورہ, حضرت شاہ مولانا محمد حکیم اخر صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ, used to say that شاعری مد نظر نہیں, the object of poetry is not our object, and this that اشعار were rendered is not just to make the program beautiful, that there was a naat, there was a nizam, and we enjoyed it, and he read it so beautifully, and mashallah, قاری صاحب read it in such is that it really touched the heart. It's not the object. واردات قلب لکھا کرتے ہیں. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used to say that we write the inclinations of the heart, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspires into the heart. Many a time Allah used to wake up middle of the night and just used to start writing. And when Allah desired, then the words used to stop. So the object that Allah blessed me with understanding, first of all, that we take lesson out of this, that this is an encyclopedia of love. A person who spent his entire life in looking for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then hadith sharif of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the seven types of people who will enjoy the shade of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. One of them, a youth, a youngster, who spent his life in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And not if you speak of Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala and Majma'in, then we can easily say they were in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were 14 centuries ago. Now we are in this age and era of technology. Our times have changed. It is difficult. But in our times, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us such people that are living this life. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us to stay in their company. How long must you stay with them? Until we become like them. Until the effect of their life rubs us onto us. So these are the ashar of a great love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person who is immersed in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you need a person who can understand love to translate these words. We'll just do a little bit of a literal translation, because where me and where love and where the words of a great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nevertheless, Hazrat Allah rahmatullahi alayhi entitled this poem, Rang Laayegi Kab Meri Aaye. When will the desire of my heart come to fruition? When will it bring color? When will it come to become a reality? And what is that, the desire of the heart? My desire of the heart that I must become a wealthy person. Somebody's desire that I must enjoy a high position, must be a politician. Somebody else's ambition that must have a huge family. So everybody have different aspirations. But here, Hazrat Allah rahmatullah Ali, saying that the desire of my heart is that I should go to Madinah Sharif. And at the threshold of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I should give my life. In other words, I should stay away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to such an extent, ke main jahabi rahu, kis fiza mein rahu, that, oh Allah, wherever I may be, whether I be on land or on sea, whether I be in the air, whether I be in solitude, whether I be in company, the taqwa mera salamat rahe. The taqwa, that the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should always remain intact. not to take too much time, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali says in the first line of the poem that rang laayegi kab meri aahein phir Madine ki janib ko jaye. That when will this aspiration of my heart, this desire, this yearning of mine, when will it become a reality? And what is that? That I go towards the city of Madina Sharif. I go towards Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, whenever he traveled and when he was coming near, closer towards Madina Sharif, he would make his conveyance go faster. Out of his desire, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved Madina Sharif. When he migrated from Makkah Sharif, he had left the city and said, "Oh Makkah, I would have never left you if my people had not expelled me." And then the love that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created in the heart of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for Madina Sharif, in the heart of the Sahaba ikram radiallahu ta'ala and majma'in, this we find in the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we'll stay with them, then those aspirations will become our aspirations. That when can I go again towards Madina Sharif? When can I go to revive my iman? When can I go to revive the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the love for Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam again in my heart? Then further, Hazrat Allah rahmatullahi alayhi says, that jab nazar aaye wo sabz gumbad, kehke salli ala jhoom jaye. That when the green dome of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when it comes into sight, when I can see it, as we near the city of Madina Sharif, now we go into a frenzy, we go into an ecstasy, we go, that love overtakes us, and just involuntarily, durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam just comes onto the tongue, and now we start thinking of the life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what sacrifices Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made, what sacrifices the Sahaba ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhu majma'in went through, that today we are sitting here in this gathering. Today we are here taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that if it wasn't for Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what was the ebb of humanity? What level humanity had reached? What type of lives they were about, that we couldn't even call them insan, we couldn't. But when Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came into the dunya, now the rights of parents, the rights of children, the rights of neighbors, the rights of others, these things came into our heart. Now He taught us to love. What is life? Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us into the world? First and further, Hazrat Allah rahmatullahi alayhi says, Jab huzuri ka alam ataho, unka afsanai gham sunai. Now when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us the opportunity of being present there at the threshold of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, now we pour out the stories of our heart that, oh Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I don't desire to leave here. But the responsibility that you have left on our shoulders, Hazrat Shah Maulana Abu al-Haq Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi wa sallam, when he used to leave Makkah Sharif, when he used to leave Madina Sharif after Umrah, after Hajj, then he used to say this, that we don't want to go. We don't want to leave your city, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but the responsibility that you have put on our shoulder, that we have to go and fulfill. And that's why we are going back home. That's why we are returning. So these are the aspirations and these are the thoughts of these awliya-i kiram. My thought when I will go, which is the best shopping mall? Where can I go? How can I pass my time? Can I go sightseeing here? Can I go touring there? And what are their aspirations? What are the thoughts of their heart? And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, again, reminding myself first of all, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us to stay in their company so that their aspirations can become yours. Their thoughts can imprint, the way they think, and their mindset can come into us, inshaAllah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Further, Hazrat Allah rahmatullahi alayhi says, Ab na jana ho ghar humko wapis, chupke ye mange duae. That when we are there at the threshold, now we are making dua silently in our heart, without even moving the tongue, without even lifting the hand. Now we are crying out from the heart and saying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that oh Allah, we don't want to return. Silently and very, very quietly, in the crevices of just through the heart, now meditating and saying, oh Allah, we do. And every haji, we know that. Hujjaj go. Every year, every haji comes back and says, no, I want to go every year. I don't feel like coming back. It's a different world. It's a different feeling. It's a different place. All those places where Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fled. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with true love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of the city of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How our pious predecessors, Imam Malik rahmatullahi alayhi, Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi, and in very, very recently, Mullah Qasim Nanotri Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi, when they went to these places, they didn't even wear their shoes. They never ever relieved themselves within the precincts, within the parameters of this very auspicious city. That is love. Then when the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come into the heart, when the love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will come into the heart, when the love of Sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will come into the heart, when the love of Sharia will come into the heart, then nobody will have to give me a bayan. Really, I'm most in need of advice. Nobody will have to give me a talk that this is what you have to do and this is what you mustn't do. This is permissible and this is not permissible. A person that love itself will guide him. Kaam ko sikhata hai. When a person gets involved in something, that thing itself teaches a person the etiquette of that field. When a person gets involved in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, automatically he will learn how to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Automatically it will come into him what is right and what is wrong. That will be enough to guide him. That is why Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi said, had Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not revealed the entire Quran Sharif and only one small surah, Surah Al-Asr, Wal-Asr, Innal Insana Lafi Khusr, Illa Alladhina Amanu, Wa Amil Salihat, Wa Tawasaw Bilhaq, Wa Tawasaw Bilsabr, just this one small surah would have been sufficient. Furthermore, Hazrat Allah rahmatullah alayhi says, Tere dar pe mera sar ho ya Rab, Jaan is tarah tujh par lutaye, that, oh Allah, at your threshold, it must be my head must be at your threshold. And in this way I should give my life. In this way I should sacrifice my life for you. Just now in the salah also was read, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. We haven't created man and jinn, but with the object that they should worship me, that they should recognize me. They should recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, in this recognition of you, in trying to acquire this, and in trying to achieve this, my life should go. I should spend my come what may, whatever the sacrifice, whatever the cost may be, Allah, I'm prepared to sacrifice everything just to be in your obedience and to stay away from your disobedience. Further, Hazrat Allah rahmatullah alayhi says, Mujhko apna bana lo karam se, multazam par ye mange dua hai, that, oh Allah, make us yours and you become ours. This afternoon also in the bayan was mentioned that tu ek mera, to sab kuch mera. Oh Allah, if you are mine, everything is mine. Jo tu ek nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. Oh Allah, if you are not mine, then nothing is mine. Everything will seem to be going wrong. I will touch gold, it will turn to sand. And if you are mine, then Allah, I'll touch sand, it will turn to gold. And that's not the object, but this is just a saying in the English language, that the touch sand, it will turn to gold. The object is that Allah, you become mine. Mawlana Rashid Ahmed Gangohi, rahmatullah ali, at the end of his life, used to make this dua constantly. Allahumma kun lana waj'alna lak. Allah, become ours and make us yours. Make us yours that we stay away from your disobedience. Like was mentioned this afternoon also, that Ya Abu Hurairah, ittaqil maharim, takun a'bad an-nas. Oh Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala, and stay away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who? Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala. He was not in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But advice for who? For me. For me and for all of us. Till the day of Qiyamah. Stay away from disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person can be involved in doing everything, nafal salah and tilawat and whatever the case may be, charitable work, keeping nafal fast, etc. But disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is filling a bucket with a hole. The effect of that disobedience is like a hole in the bucket, that bucket will never ever get full. Further, Allah rahmatullahi alayhi says, Dono alam ki kya hai haqiqat? Jitne alam ho tujh par lutaya. Oh Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is the value of both the worlds? If there will be many, many more worlds, then everything we are prepared to sacrifice for you, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That we stay away from your disobedience. Come what may, O Allah, we will not disobey you in the least. This is the type of life that we want to lead. O Allah, you make it possible for us. Further, Hazrat Allah rahmatullah alayhi says, Sare alam mein phir phir ke ya Rab, tere darde muhabbat sunaye. That, O Allah, make it that the pain of your love meaning that the sacrifice that a person's got to make at every step. When the opportunity of the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes forward, then a person stays away from that, he sacrifices. So to say, as Allah rahmatullah ali used to say, that to slaughter the heart. And then when the blood comes out, that means the desire that the person wanted to look at something that he was not supposed to, and he sacrifices for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now that pain that he will feel in his heart, that remorse and that regret that I could have done this, I could have enjoyed myself. Then when he will cut his heart and slaughter the desire, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come into that heart. The love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come there. Now Hazrat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that when that love comes into the heart, then oh Allah, it must be that I must go around the whole world, corner to corner, house to house, place to place, spreading this message of your love. And we see in the old ages of our awliya kiram, our pious predecessors, Hazrat Mawlana Shaykh Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, Haji Farooq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, even in the age of disability, then also traveling the corners of the world, spreading the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the message of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are the aspirations. These are the things that are in their heart. And these are the things that we have to acquire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you to me first of all, then to everybody else. Further, Hazrat Allah rahmatullah alayhi says, now when the love of the, when the pain of the love of your love comes into the heart of Allah, tera dard hai muhabbat sunakar, sare alam ko majnu banaye. Now when this comes into my heart and I go around the world, you make it possible for me and you bless it, bless us with acceptance, and you make it that there's effect in the talk and it affects the hearts of the people. And oh Allah, we should all become, so to say, insane, intoxicated, mad in your love. Each and every person on the face of the earth. Allah, make it possible. Allah, this is the responsibility that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left on our shoulders, that we should lead a life of obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we should be concerned about others as well. Qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. That save yourselves also, and your ahl, your near and dear ones, your subjects, those who are around you. In other words, be local, but think global. That each and every person, how can each and every person be saved from the fire of Jahannam? Oh Allah, we go around the whole world spreading this message of your love, and it should affect everybody, that everybody become intoxicated in your love, and everybody sacrifice their love, their lives for your obedience, and they stay away from your disobedience. Further, Hazrat Allah says, Sare alam ko majnu banakar, mere maula tere geet gaaye. Now when everybody is in that ecstasy, and now so to say in a different world, now everybody is thinking of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and is just taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that la taqumu as-sa'at, qiyamah will not come until there is even one person in the world taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, when everybody is now intoxicated in this love of yours, each and every person should have this, and we should spread it on to everybody else. Brother Azrullah rahmatullah alayhi says, laddate qurb paakar tiriham, laddate do jahan bhul jahe. That oh Allah, that ecstasy and that joy and that pleasure and the sweet taste of your closeness, when we achieve it, when you give it to us, when you bless it to us, laddate do jahan bhul jahe, then we forget all the pleasures of everything else. Like Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to address the comforts of this world, and he used to say, Hurri, ghayri, let's go and deceive somebody else. I have divorced you 3 times already. I've got absolutely nothing to do with you. The pleasures of this world go somewhere else. It is not for me. This is what we want. That we sacrifice everything for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Come what may, be it in whichever company, be it for the achievement and acquirement of anything, but when it comes to the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we stay away from it. Finally, Hazrat Allah rahmatullah alayhi says, the darbadar dhoonta hai akhtar, ahle darde muhabbat ko paaye. That Hazrat Hakim Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, great lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ardent lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, what am I looking for? I'm going around the world looking for people that have the real pain of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in their heart. Ahle dard muhabbat ko paaye, I find them and I stay in their company. This is the object of my life. Hazrat Wala rahmatullah alayhi says, kisi ahle dil ki sohbat jo mili kisi ko akhtar, usse a gaya hai jeena, usse a gaya hai marna. That if anybody finds the true, the company of a true wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that person has really learned how to love and how to die. The object of life will come into his heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless it to me first of all and to everybody else.